This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, I want to dive into a little bit of baseball stuff for you. Now, the first baseball stuffs, not saying that this will actually happen, just telling you.
I'm listening.
Rob Manfred has said that Roky Sasaki is going to sign with a club as part of the 2025 international signing class, meaning he won't sign before January 15th. Now,
December 15th or January 15th?
It's, so what happens is December 15th is technically the start of the, or the end of the year and the start of the new year, but you can't actually sign anything, I believe, until January 15th. So there's like that weird month dead period.
Would you say this is great news for the Rangers? Yes. It gives them a chance?
Especially because, and look, I'm not saying that Roky Sasaki is in it for the money at all, because otherwise he would have just waited until he was 25. But the Dodgers are at the bottom of the list in terms of international money that they have for the 2025 class. Whereas with this class, they still had the most because they had set this aside, one would think, I would think, for this specific reason. So now that this is going into 2025, I mean, it feels like the Rangers, at least from a financial perspective, are more in the game. It might not matter. This might already be a prepackaged deal. I have no clue, but this is good news for the Rangers if you think they're in the mix.
It was almost like the commissioner had to say this. This is just me reading into it last night. It's almost like he had to say this because all the teams are like, this isn't fair.
Maybe. Especially while they're meeting with Juan Soto. I know those things are not necessarily related, but it does feel a little.
It's like now that the Dodgers won, like, I know they won in 20, but like the first like legitimate championship, and they have Shohei and Mookie and Freddie Freeman, and now they're talking like you talked about. They got Yamamoto. It's almost like, hey, this isn't fair. And Manfred had to like speak out, go, okay, I'm going to try to make this sound like this is a fair competition to get Sasaki, even though I think everybody knows he's going to sign with the Dodgers.
I am not arguing against that whatsoever, but if you wanted to prolong hope Rangers,
I want that hope. I know how much the Rangers think of him and how they think Roky Sasaki is going to be a multi-time all-star and a big-time pitcher. They believe he has the ability to be a Cy Young winner, the ace of a staff, obviously, for a long time. So I know that the Rangers believe that he can be arguably the best pitcher in baseball at some point.
How long can the Dodgers do this? Be like, we're going to spend all the money. Like, does it feel like this
until
thing could never...
Until their TV contract changes, and unless they run into a...
Yeah, that's a good point.
...valley situation... I think the only team to make more money financially than them is the Yankees. So like they are making, I don't know, I think to the Rangers, I think they're making five times the amount of revenue just off of local TV. Jeez. That's just that. That's not including everything else. And now from what I understand, yes, they have Ohtani and they're paying them. I know they're however it's structured, but they are getting so much money from Japan now. Because starting next year, as long as Ohtani's healthy, 40% of their games, maybe 60% of their games, or at least 50%, will be a starting pitcher from Japan that Japan tremendously cares about.
Yep.
So basically ESPN put out they had they asked a bunch of questions to executives across baseball. So executives and baseball insiders, they had a group of 18, though not everyone answered every single question. Will Juan Soto get more than $600 million?
So out of the 18?
Yep.
I'll say
no.
Eight said yes.
I'll say six said yes.
11 said yes, wow, and only right. Seven said no. Now, who's going to give it to him?
Mets.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mets got four of the 18 votes. Blue Jays, two. All the rest of the 12 votes, Yankees.
Okay.
Not one single vote for the Dodgers. I was surprised by that.
As much as Corey just said, can they? They can, but it does start getting into crazy yeah. amount of money plus the penalties on that money.
That is fair. Corbin Burns, where will he end up?
Well, if they're saying Yankees for Soto, then that would take them out of the mix. And this is going to be really weird. I'm going to once again pick the Mets. If Soto goes to the Yankees, then I will say they pay so much money to get Burns for the Mets.
The Mets are the overwhelming favorite on this one with seven votes.
Dodgers?
They got two votes. But I want to just listen to these names because we're going to circle back around to it in just a second. Blake Snell, overwhelming favorite to go to the Giants, followed by the Phillies. Now, Max Fried is probably the closest of all. Only four votes go to the Mets, but that's the most. The rest are all broken down between one or two. But what I wanted to bring up for y'all is the Rangers got a vote for both Max Fried and Corbin Burns. I know we have talked pretty openly about the possibilities financially and all of this. What do you think about the prospect of either one of those pitchers, Burns and or Fried, well, probably or, coming to Arlington?
One, I would love it.
Yes.
Two, I don't think that's likely at all. I would love to talk to the people who voted for that and go, hey, have you heard something different about the Rangers' budget in 2025?
Because logically, it could have, I'm not saying this at all, it could have been a Rangers executive because some of these executives voted in this poll.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That involved their teams. Is it...
God, Max Fried's still good.
Oh, when he's healthy, he's one of the five best left-handed starting pitchers in the game.
But do you still default to, let's say you had your choice, Corbin Burns, or do you think the price differential pushes you to Fried? Like,
I mean, I would say if you're making me pick one, yes, I would pick Fried because I think he's going to cost approximately, I'm only going approximately $5 million less per year.
Okay.
And maybe it's $8 million less per year. But if you're doing a 4 or 5 year deal, and I think these guys get around that, I have trouble seeing a team going over 5 years with pitchers nowadays. But, you know, you take that times about 4 or 5, you're looking at a 20 to $40 million savings on Max Fried. And I think, maybe I'm wrong on this, I know Burns is a little better, but I have them pretty much in the same tier when they're both healthy.
And for the person who asked, who the F is Corbin Burns? He won the Cy Young in 2021 and has been top eight three other times.
He's really good.
So that's who he is.
He had a 1.10 whip last year with a 2.92 ERA, and that was with Baltimore.
That, I mean, Baltimore is pretty good. That whip is,
because he was on their team,
is very impressive.
It does stink for Baltimore that I'm assuming he's not really in consideration there. I don't know. I heard this, and I don't know how true it is, but I heard, like, yeah, he's not going back to Baltimore. I heard
the Orioles got two votes.
I heard just that in September, and I was like, why? They traded a lot for him. He is the ace they need. You cannot count on, there might be family members listening here because I do like him, but you can't count on Grayson Rodriguez. The dude is looking like he's very injury prone.
Yeah.
Great talent, young, up and coming pitcher, hurt a lot. I'm like, dude, why wouldn't Baltimore, with everything they have in place, why wouldn't they be major bidders to keep Burns? And did Burns not like it there? And if he didn't like it there, what did he not like?
Maybe he just wanted that opportunity to go visit free agency. I just remember with the Brewers, didn't he get screwed over by them and he hated them for a little bit?
Well, the Brewers don't. They're in a small market. So he knew that it wasn't going to be long term. But Baltimore does have new ownership. Baltimore does have the money. And it just seems like Burns doesn't want to go back to Baltimore from what I hear. But I don't know if that's true or not.
Will Pete Alonso leave the New York Mets?
No.
I don't think so.
This one's close. 10 no, 8 yes. So obviously advantage to the no's, but pretty close right there. One executive said their current payroll allotment for next year is way below where this year's was, which would also lead you to believe that they're not going to get Juan Soto, or maybe that's one of the ways they facilitate that. You might care more about this next one, Corey. Will Alex Bregman leave the Astros?
Yes.
Have I mentioned this on the air that Boris, his agent, has said he's willing to move to second base and that might be his best defensive position, even though he just won the Gold Glove at third? People think his arm is just average for a third baseman, and they're worried as he gets a little bit older. Let's just say you sign him to an 8-year contract.
And he'll be 31 at the start of the season.
So you're saying move Simeon to third?
No, I don't. I'm going to tell you something. Let me ask you this, Ranger fans. Would you be happy, and I know that there's a 0% chance, but if the Rangers did get a Carlos Correa or a Jose Altuve or an Alex Bregman, would you guys be happy with that? It seems like there's so much hate for
Astros.
There's
a lot of hate there, man.
I don't know if fans would react fairly, like, excited about getting Alex Bregman. He doesn't really make sense for the Rangers.
That dude was always cocky towards us and everything, too. And
he's the guy you hate. 29 teams right now hate Alex Bregman. Yes. But when he's on your team, you love him.
Now, the insiders said they believe, yes, he will leave. 11 said yes, only 7 said no.
It's just interesting when Boris put that out there. He's like letting teams know, hey, second, he can be more valuable for you at second base, which maybe if teams do have a third baseman, he's saying, hey, he might be a second baseman.
I'm going to quick hit a couple more questions for you. Which free agent contract is going to raise the most eyebrows? Out of all of the executives and insiders, only one said Juan Soto. You probably won't be surprised to know that the leading vote getter was Nick Martinez, followed by Jurickson Profar. So they're already like, man, obviously it ended up just being the 1 year accepted the deal. But they thought it was going to be Nick Martinez. And then Jurickson Profar is up there. And we have discussed the possibility of him coming back to Arlington.
I would love for the Rangers to reach out and just see Profar's interest coming back to Texas. And then I would love to know, I don't know if the Rangers have any interest, just how would you use him?
Yeah.
As a DH first baseman, left fielder. Left fielder would be his third position, but I mean, I don't know. He could fit you for what you need the next 2 to 3 years.
Which smaller market team will make the most noise this offseason?
I'm going to go Reds.
Reds are second.
You've been high on the Reds, too.
I think they got the Bochy situation. I think with Terry Francona, that team's going to win 85 to 95 games next year. 95 is probably too much, but I do think that they're going to be an 85 to 90 win team.
I'll tell you, this team is also very good. That's number one.
Detroit?
Reds are second. Detroit is actually tied for second. My apologies.
Royals?
Kansas City Royals lead the way.
When I think of small market, that's usually the first team I think of for whatever reason.
Yeah, no, I think that's very fair.
In Montreal.
Well, Maybe soon. Maybe soon.
Who would have ever thought that now the American League Central is a really strong division?
Yeah, they flipped it on us pretty quick.
Good news for the Rangers. The West doesn't look like it.